Hi, Mark. And actually, I have called on occasion. But first of all, I'd like to offer my sincere condolences to everyone on the tragedy. Our own Chicago Swans coach is from Adelaide and a Crow supporter. It's just terrible. I was hoping to call in on a happier note, but it was a wonderful gesture by Collingwood and Hawthorn at the end of the game. But before I completely break down, I'll move on. Regarding
Just
Harvey
Lisa,
Pennell.
just on that, Lisa. Now, I don't know whether you heard the press conference with Alistair Clarkson, but there was
Yes, I
a
did.
representative of the US, a US journalist at that press conference, and it was quite moving and almost took one aback a little to hear that American accent convey sympathy from all Australian rules fans and sporting fans in the United States. It just shows, and I'm not sure whether or not the murder of Philip Walsh has made any of the news broadcasts in the United States.
Yes, it did. It was on CNN.
Well, there you go. I didn't realize that. So it is a mainstream story of importance around the globe, and we appreciate and as a sporting public certainly know that the sporting world we sometimes think we are very isolated from because of the nature of Australian rules, but it is on this sad day some solace that we have so many friends overseas.
Oh, yeah. And, well, actually, on to a couple others. Regarding Harley Bunnell, I hope his talent isn't wasted and they can pull themselves together.
Yeah,
And regarding Carlton,
I just on that. Just
I
on
feel the
Harley,
slightly pure.
sorry, just on Harley, and it's, we're so quick to damn, and whether or not the newspaper that printed that photograph, the Herald Sun, on the front page, did the right thing by everybody other than themselves. They've got a responsibility to sell papers, and I understand that, and so be it. But whether or not it was for the greater good remains certainly to be seen in the future. The sobering events of today may offer an opportunity to say, you know what, life is so precious and people matter, and maybe Harley Bunnell can benefit from the sadness and the emotion tonight that says, let's just embrace the bloke and get him back playing footy and let the footy community do something really good for somebody while they can, because obviously at 2 a.m. yesterday morning, deep in suburban Adelaide, there's nothing football could have done to alter that situation, but there is something footy can do to help Harley.
Definitely. And on my Blue Boys, I was so angry when they sacked Brett Ratten, I almost switched my allegiance. It was only a bunch of friends, including Jim Mayne, told me not to do it. And when he was axed, nothing against him, he'll be a legend. He is a legend. But I felt a somewhat pyrrhic vindication. And it's great to, I was so dismayed. For the first half of the season, the way they were going, they were just horrible. But it's great to see them doing so well under John Barker, and I hope it continues. And good luck to your Saints, because that was a great game they played against the Bulldogs last week.
Lisa, I'm so. First of all, my programs are so much the richer for your contributions in initially speaking and Wonder Years and various football chats that we have. Now, was that version of events that I gave of you never having been to Australia and picking up the sport on maybe ESPN or one of your cable providers correct?
That's correct. And actually, it was a friend of mine who moved here from New Mexico who had discovered it in, I think, like the late 80s. And he discovered it was actually, it was a one-hour highlights program hosted by Steve Quartermain. But with all the commercials and print graphics on screen, we were lucky to maybe get at most 20 minutes of match highlights in 1993.
What
But I absolutely just fell in love with the game.
was it?
And it was like the more I.
What was it that really, made you obviously turned on out of curiosity or because of your friend, but what had you stick as an absolute diehard and wonderfully informed Australian rules supporter? Was there an element of our game that captivated you?
Jeez, I think it was just everything, the running, the skills, the goal kicking, just everything. Because I'm not a fan of our big four here, you know, baseball, hockey, football, basketball. I used to follow baseball and football a little bit, but just, you know, life got in the way and I kind of lost interest. But there's just something about Aussie rules. It's just a fantastic game. And the more I learned about it, the more I wanted to learn. And, you know, so I started buying, you know, buying books and subscribing to the magazines. And I've just kind of become kind of like an unofficial historian here. So a lot of people will email me with questions. And I remember one time I got an email from a student in Australia wanting to know the history of the Premiership Cup. And I had just read an article in an AFL record about how it all came about and how they're made. So I sent her all the information.
Lisa, we've had a number of SMSs come through that would love to stay in contact with you or make contact with you. Are you followable on Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook, yeah. I'm not really very proficient with Twitter. I do have an account.
But would you be happy for would you be happy for some of our SEN diehards, some of our Aussie footy fans to friend you on Facebook?
Of course. And I would love to give my greetings to Betty and Glynis and Arthur and the Madman and the Duke and Polly and Neil and Razor Ray and my fellow Carlton supporter, Dave, who called into All Night Appetite, and to Dasher and Benny and Scotty and everybody at SEN.
Even Ray in Werribee? No, of course Ray in Werribee. He's a vital cog in the machine.
Yep.
So what would your Facebook, how do you follow yourself on? You say, I don't know a lot about Facebook. So how would people be able to friend you on Facebook?
Just look me up on Facebook.
And how do people do that?
Is that just my name, Lisa, A-L-B.
That's right, Lisa.
E-R-G-O.
Lisa, so it's Lisa Albergo, A-L-B-E-R-G-O, and you'll find...
Right. Or they can shoot me emails. My email is ausfooty@comcast.net.
Is that A-U-S?
A-U-S-F-O-O-T-Y at comcast.net.
And how do you spell Comcast?
Oh, C-O-M.
Yep.
C-A-S-T.
Oh, Comcast. We'd say Comcast. But
yeah.
I've got it now. So it's ausfooty@comcast.net.
Uh-huh.
And that's it?
Yep. Oh, one other thing real quick.
Sure.
A couple of months ago, my computer at work got hacked, and malicious spammers sending out spam. And some of it, I guess, ended up going to SEN. And while I can get through to evenings, your show, when I try to email All Night Appetite, it bounces back. It's blocked. And they changed my email at work to stop it. So my new email at my work email is lisa@scottabbott.com. And maybe if your IT people could unblock that email for me so I can get through to All Night Appetite.
As soon as I get an idea, as soon as we have such people, we'll do it. No, I'm kidding.
Great. I appreciate it, Mark.
We have got, I've just got to read some SMSs out to you. And first of all, a beauty from Brett in St. Albans, another avid listener, and I'm sure you've heard his SMSs read before. Lisa, you've just made my day, such a great uplifting call. Hear, hear. And many people say, when is Lisa coming over? This American lady is awesome.
When I win the lottery.
Fly her over. And then somebody said, fly her over and I'll pay. So whoever sent that through, maybe we have a wealthy benefactor. The email contact.
Oh, my goodness.
The email contact can be made through ausfooty, A-U-S footy, F-O-O-T-Y, at Comcast, C-O-M-C-A-S-T.net. Why not strike up a friendship? And who knows? We might just, wouldn't it be?
And like Kevin Sheedy, I could talk football 24/7.
And I've got to ask just one last one, Lisa, and that is, you are an extraordinary convert. Are there many others that you have made contact with over the net that likewise have never been to Australia and really are Americans who, for for most, in most cases, would never had an exposure to our sport, but have fallen in love with it. Or I've got a feeling you might be the queen of the lot. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, quite a few, because one thing I've been doing, I've been an umpire with the USAFL since 1998, the second year it was in existence. At that time, there was probably maybe 8 or 10 clubs at the most. Now there are probably, I think, over 40 men's and women's all across the country.
Are you a field umpire?
No, unfortunately, I've never been a runner by nature. I started as a boundary umpire and split my time between goals and boundary. But, you know, I'm 62 years old, so I've slowed down a bit. So now I'm mostly just I just do goals.
Lisa, you are an extraordinary supporter of our great code and of our great radio station here. I know that you love SEN, and we love you all the way back. And
yeah. Hey, can I tell you a funny story? I got flattened at the Los Angeles National Tournament many years ago, and one of our Australian correspondents, Troy Thompson, I found out recently, apparently he's got footage of it. I was running boundary, and there was a scramble for the ball in a forward pocket, and one of the players came running in, and I literally got shirt-fronted and landed flat on my backside.
Well, is it on YouTube?
No, but like I said, one of our internet correspondents, Troy Thompson, who lives in Melbourne, apparently has footage of it. But I don't know if he knows where it is right now, because this happened like almost 15 years ago. And it was funny, everybody came running in asking, is she okay? Is she okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Well, I got up, dusted myself off, and the first words out of my mouth was, where's my whistle? And I figured I was okay.
Well, you've stuck with the game, and you've cop that as a boundary umpire. Lisa, we'll leave it there, but I've got to say, there are SMSs are flooding in, and on a day where people really are so grateful of having a happy diversion from what is on all of our minds, thank you for calling in. And also, Lisa, you know what? Carlton have had a pretty rough year, and I'm just going to make sure that Carlton get a copy of this audio as it happens through the evening program, and through a great relationship with John Barker, I've got a great conduit to the club, at least at the moment. And, you know, if they're looking for a good news story, Carlton, which are coming now on a regular basis, imagine presenting Lisa Albergo, this American who's never been to Australia and knows the Blues back to front. I can tell you that Lisa knows every player. She knows their form and she loves them. And boy, if in the membership drive for next season, if they've got Lisa Albergo, who's never stepped foot on Australian soil as a convert for life, then surely Carlton would be able to use that to their advantage. So just watch this space. You're an absolute ripper, and thanks so much for calling in. We have already got my producer saying that this call, Lisa, is going to be sent directly to the Carlton Footy Club. So have you got a message for the Bluebaggers?
Just keep up the great work, and looking forward to see some more of the kids getting in there and having a red-hot crack.
Who's your favourite? Who's your favourite one of the kids that has had that exposure post Malthouse?
I have to say, Cripps. He's just amazing.
He is amazing. He's a big boy, isn't he? Your premiership.
Oh my goodness!
Well, your premiership ruckman and member of the Australian team of the century, Australian football team of the century, John Nicholls. Remember, he was ruckman in the premiership era.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Cripps is about
1970.
Cripps is about 6 inches taller than him. It's amazing.
Wow.
And he's a midfielder. Oh, well, you picked the right one. Lisa, hopefully.
Well, I remember Cam Ling. Everybody said he's too tall to be a midfielder.
Yeah, he started as a full forward.
Maybe
he broke the mold, and now they're just getting bigger and bigger. I think it's the same in US sport. I've noticed that in the final of the NBA, that the team that eventually won, I've just got to remember now, I've had a mental blank, the Golden State Warriors from Oakland, they were playing small ball and all their guys were 6'7" and 6'9", and that's small ball, so I think they're getting bigger. Must be something in the chicken.
Basketballers. Oh, yeah, you know what? Helmets will never work, simply because helmets are good for protecting from facial and skull injuries, but it does not stop the brain from getting sloshed around and compressed against the skull. And that's what causes the concussions.
I think that's the common thinking and the reason why we're not all putting them in bicycle helmets, or the only helmets that could potentially protect are hard helmets, and that would change the profile of Aussie Rules footy forever. We've got to move, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling. And as I said, there are now legions of new Lisa Albergo fans out there, of which I've been one for a long time. And hopefully we put a face to the name in the not-too-distant future.